Hi there, this is Ellis Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, February 13th, 2021. As always, the Key Races and Bets podcast, as well as the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, brought to you by amwager.com, amwager.com, a legal online betting site registered in North America, covering most tracks and open in most states. Check it out, amwager.com. You can get the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, by going to amwager.com, clicking on How to Bet, LSR's blog. Hope you made some money last week. Second week in a row, you've had some good success. We're going to try to keep rolling today on February 13th, starting with the Pelican Stakes Race 9 at Tampa Bay Downs, post of 419 Eastern. And I think the win contenders are Admiral Lynch, Cool Arrow, and Chivalry. We'll consider Zenden and Edgemont Road for the exacta. Admiral Lynch is a stakes place sprinter, having led late in the stretch, finishing second, beaten three quarters of a length in the 2020 Grade 3 World of Trouble Stakes at this 6-furlong trip. He beat a tough field of quality sprinters last summer at Saratoga, then for the very first time in his 21-race career, was in for an optional $62,500 claiming price last month. Being a five-year-old, it made perfect sense for him to be claimed. Since the claim, he put in a really sharp 59.65 furlong work at Gulfstream, where he ships in from and he gets Danny Centeno to ride. Trainer Barbosa has an exceptional record off the claim, 10 for 26 in the last year, 28 for 60, 47%, going back 5 years. Most of the winners were third or better in the races he claimed them out of, which is great because Admiral Lynch finished third in that most recent race. Back to that July 2020 sprint at Saratoga, it earned a 115 Equibase speed figure, which appears to be the best, fastest in the field. And so as Admiral Lynch opens at 10-1, he's the horse I'll be looking to first for win bets. Cool Arrow loves to win races 10 for 27 on dirt, including a 4 for 8 record at the trip. He earned three of those wins in succession last June through September, including the Grade 3 Smile Sprint at Gulfstream with a 108 figure, and he's dropping slightly in class while cutting back to the distance of those last three wins off a 5th of 12 finish in the Grade 3 Mr. Prospector Stakes. Gallardo has never ridden him before, but gets off Edgemont Road, who Gallardo just rode to victory over the track, and that says a lot about Cool Arrow's chances here. Chivalry cuts back from a mile one turn when battling head-and-head for the first 7 furlongs in the Grade 3 Fred Hooper Stakes last month before retiring to fourth. Chivalry won a state-bred stakes at Tampa right before that at 7 furlongs and has won twice at 6 furlongs, so he'll appreciate this distance. Trainer Nix rarely ships to Tampa, but is 2 for 2 when he does. Both wins came in stakes. As such, Chivalry has every right to run well enough to win. In the Pelican, race 9 at Tampa, February 13th, post 419 win bets. Admiral Lynch and Cool Arrow can be bet to win and should be at 3-1 or more, and fair odds on Chivalry are 4-1 or more. And when making win bets, always try and use a dutching tool to do the work of allocating your wagering dollars for the best edge. A dutching tool lets you set the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win, and the bets are prorated based on the odds, proportioned accordingly to help you make the best profit. Amwager has a great dutching tool free available among many other great features. We'll play some exactas in this race. Admiral Lynch over Zenden, Cool Arrow, Chivalry, and Edgemont Road, then turn it around because of the odds. Zenden, Cool Arrow, Chivalry, and Edgemont Road over Admiral Lynch. And then we'll play Admiral Lynch, Cool Arrow, and Chivalry over Admiral Lynch, Cool Arrow, Zenden, Chivalry, and Edgemont Road, and play the opposite of that and play them for $1. They're all great bets. The other bet is Admiral Lynch, Zenden, Cool Arrow, Chivalry, and Edgemont Road over Admiral Lynch, Cool Arrow, and Chivalry. We're going to move cross country to the Santa Monica Stakes, race 8 at Santa Anita. This has a post of 720 Eastern, 420 Pacific. And the main contenders of this race, which is race 8 at Santa Anita on February 13th, are Kahira, Fair Maiden, Amuse, and Golden Principle. Kahira has run 5 A races in a row, winning 4, finishing 2nd in the other, beaten less than a length. The runner-up effort came in the Grade 3 Chillingworth Stakes at 6.5 furlongs, very similar to this 7-furlong trip and Grade 2 stakes. That was in September, before nearly 4 months off, and she returned to win last month in non-graded stakes with gas left in the tank. Rosario was up for the first time in victory and rides back, and Kahir has been proving to do second off the layoff. Her last two works have been excellent. She's pretty likely to win right back and for the sixth time in her career, so she gets top billing. Fair Maiden posted the 20-1 upset in the Grade 1 La Brea Stakes on opening day, December 26th, but it wasn't really a fluke, as she had run well two races before that in September. Both efforts earned 101 figures, not too far from the best of some of the other contenders in here. The 102 Kahira earned in her stakes race last month as an example. The win in the one level higher La Brea came at the distance of Santa Monica, but gets 3-year-olds only, so she is facing older for the first time. On the other hand, since this is essentially the first start of her 4-year-old campaign, it can be assumed she has improving to do more than some of the other fillies and mares. Additionally, the 2020 Santa Monica winner, Hard Not to Like, who's also entered here, had won the La Brea prior to that, so the pattern suggests it would be tough. The pattern suggests Fair Maiden has every right to come back and win her second graded stakes in a row. Amuse finished second behind Kahira last month, beating the length after rallying from last of six. That was her first start after 4 months off, so she has improving to do. On the other hand, she hasn't won since December of 2018. However, she was off for a long time, 14 months, until June of last year, and she's hit the board in three straight, so it's tough to lead her off as a contender. She opens at 8-1. Also opening at 8-1 is Golden Principle, who finished second behind Fair Maiden in the La Brea. Different from Fair Maiden, Golden Principle isn't facing older for the first time, as she beat older in the allowance race before the La Brea. In La Brea, Golden Principle made the lead early in the stretch with a big rally, but was no match for Fair Maiden in the final strides. Nevertheless, Golden Principle was clearly second by a length and a half over the third horse, and although I think she has less of a chance to win than Kahira or Fair Maiden, she must be considered for all wagers we make involving this race at odds which I believe are higher than they should be. In the Santa Monica Stakes, race 8, Santa Anita, 7:20 Eastern, 4:20 Pacific, on Saturday, the 13th of February. Win bets. Kahira and Fair Maiden have odds of 2-1 or more, and again, this is a perfect race for using a dutching tool. No matter what the odds are, if you set, let's say, $50, $20 to win, let the dutching tool allocate the money based on the odds. It's the best way to take advantage and the edge of a race in which these two horses may have a good win probability compared to the rest. For the exactable box, Kahira, Fair Maiden, Amusing, Golden Principle. And then we're going to play a couple trifectas here. 50-cent tries, easy to play more than one. The first is a trifecta box of Kahira, Fair Maiden, Amuse, and Golden Principle. And the other is going to be King Kahira. So the first ticket is Kahira over Fair Maiden, Amuse, and Golden Principle over all. And then Kahira over all over Fair Maiden, Amuse, and Golden Principle. And then we can play some doubles here because I like the ninth at Santa Anita. And the doubles going to be, double one is going to be Kahira, Fair Maiden, Amuse, and Golden Principle in race 8. With Goalie, award winner, and Tayshan in race 9. And the second is going to be just using Kahira in race 8, with Goalie, award winner, Tayshan, Haywards Beach, and Scarto in race 9. Don't forget, you can get the written version of this podcast, the Key Races and Bets blog, at amwager.com. If you're not a member, check it out. Lots of great tools and perks. Legal in most states and covering most tracks in North America, amwager.com. Moving on to the ninth race at Santa Anita with a post of 7:52 Eastern, 4:52 Pacific. This is a great second-level allowance race and a nice compliment to the Santa Monica. Win contenders in this race are award winner, Goalie, Tayshan, and with Haywards Beach and Scarto may be part of the exacta or trifecta. Award winner returned from 4 months off on January 8th, also running in California for the first time, being moved to the barn of David Hoffman's. One or all of those factors resulted in him running the best race of his career, although he ran second. In that race, he set a sizzling early pace, was beaten just a half length on the wire, earning a field-high 109 figure, which is very likely to be better in his second off the layoff. Award winner was stakes placed as a 3-year-old in 2019, missed by a neck in the Kent Stakes, and that last effort proves he's back in top form, and this is not a stakes. There's few other horses in the race who have earlier tactical speed, so award winner could have an easy lead or be close to the front on a slow pace, enabling him to run as well or better as he did last month. Goldie also ran the best race of his career in his most recent start, which came on New Year's Day, rallying nicely from 6th of 8 to get up by a nose. That was his first start versus Older, his second with Pratt in the saddle, and Pratt's 2-for-2 on him now. The other win came last March. From the ground saving rail, another big race is likely, and the 104 figure just a slightly behind award winner, and he could improve. By the way, Pratt and D'Amato win 33% of the time in the last year, and he opens at 6-to-1. Tayshaun gets a poor post for a mile and faces Older for the first time, but he also drops in class from stakes, 6 stakes in a row, going back to last May, to allowance. He won the last time he was in allowance race by 4 lengths in ridden out fashion. So on one hand, the class relief is bound to move him way up off 7th and 9th place finishes recently. The post isn't going to hurt either, even though he's outside, because he closes from last, like last time, 6th, 13 back, to miss like by a half length in the American Turf Stakes in September. Not last out, but 3 back. Rosario is a big improvement in jockey. No knock on Gutierrez, but when it comes to grass, yes. And the 103 figure earned in the American Turf is on par with the best of the other two contenders. So Tayshaun rounds out the three main horses in the group. Race 9 at Santa Anita, Saturday, February 13th, post 7:52 Eastern, 4:52 Pacific. WynnBET's award winner and Goldie at 3-to-1 or more. And again, Dutching Tool really helps in this situation. If you bet both, that's great. I think they have an edge. Exacta, award winner Goldie and Tayshaun over. Award winner Goldie, Tayshaun, Haywoods Beach, and Scardo. Thanks so much for listening to this week's Key Races and Bets podcast. Please check out the blog at amateur.com. Become a member if you're not already. Go make some money this weekend. Hopefully we can do it for the third week in a row. And we'll talk to you next week.